The shooting of black teenager Trayvon Martin sparked protests last year when his killer, an Hispanic man, was not charged.
No justice, no peace.
We got young boys and young girls being shot down.
Justice for Trayvon.
He is coming before the court, or will be here soon, I understand.
In a legal reversal, 44 days later, George Zimmerman was charged with second-degree murder.
Yes, sir.
Zimmerman was patrolling a gated community in the southern state of Florida as a neighborhood watch coordinator. He called into police to report what he viewed as a suspicious person.
This guy looks like he's up to no good, or he's on drugs or something.
But Martin was visiting his father's fiance. He was wearing a gray hoodie, similar to this one, prompting some to say Zimmerman profiled Martin as a dangerous black man only on his looks. Zimmerman says Martin attacked him and he fired the gun in self-defense. Five of the six Zimmerman jurors are white. All are female. Attorney Mark Eiglers.
Women can generally be more emotional, more sympathetic, and that generally, in this case, would favor the prosecution.
And do we have discovery from this case?
No, we're waiting on it.
Jennifer Page has been a prosecutor and is now a criminal defense attorney. She says the advantage is with Zimmerman's defense.
The fact that he is the only witness is favorable. His position will be, this is what happened, and tragically, the person also involved is dead and won't be able to rebut that. The state, on the other hand, has had a few problems. Two of their witnesses have been found to have been untruthful about things, including Trayvon's girlfriend.
Attorney Page says this trial won't set a precedent, but she says it is noteworthy because it opens dialogue on two controversial issues in the United States, race and guns. The trial is expected to last up to a month. Carolyn Persuti, VOA News, Washington.